The West Branch feeder was 7 miles long, collecting water from Bradley Brook and Eaton Brook feeders and curving around Hamilton Hill to just above Lock 77, the last lock on the summit level. Later, Kingsley Reservoir, now Lebanon Reservoir, was built to add to the West Branch. If you walk a few steps west on the South Dam on the canal, you can see the water falling in. Some of the West Branch feeder is walkable, going towards Eaton Street. A map drawn by Holmes Hutchinson in 1838 showed the West Branch falling into Leland Pond, but today it deposits into the canal near Woodman Pond. The dugout depression that runs alongside today's Chenango Canal was the original feeder, but is now known as the Dry Feeder. There is a legendary story about the Dry Feeder. A man named Willie Brown, a close relative of a politician, was assigned his first contract to construct the feeder from Leland Pond, 2 miles away. Relatives and friends arrived to see the water rush in when the gate at Leland was raised. The water surged into Willie's ditch, slowed, then stopped. Willie realized what happened. "Dang it," he said, "I must have tipped it the wrong way." You can see a remnant of the dry feeder parallel to the canal today.